Hi everyone, thank you for joining me at Nikki Dare Radio and Podcast. My name is Nikki Dare. iDare was born of personal hardship, triumph, and the desire to succeed. iDare is an acronym for integrity of diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. It is the hallmark of my life, derived from learning to evolve through difficult circumstances and experiences that result from challenges. And these challenges without obstacles, we never would know the true meaning of success or feel the exaltation or triumph over adversity. My personal mission, therefore, is to help you encounter your purpose and live your best life, your inherent potential, and finding joy in the journey. I did, and so can you. It is about personal empowerment and unlocking your inner potential. Most of all, it's about living a lifestyle of adventures in the outdoors. I dare, therefore, is a way of life. So please join me to discover your inner potential by sharing some of your own challenges. So thank you for watching and thank you for listening. Let's make it a great, great and joyful week this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us at Nikki Dare Radio, heard worldwide by millions of listeners, with your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Our podcast, hosted by Nikki Dare, is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration. Nikki Dare is the founder of iDare Inc., a registered 501c3, with its mission to educate and mobilize resources for preparedness and sustainability. iDare is a grassroots credo and personal mission based on its pillars of excellence: integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. Women's advocate, transformational mentor, and a seasoned BPR change management consultant since her early 20s in transforming companies. And decades later, she is reinventing her purpose. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
Hey, thank you for being here. Hey, good morning. This is Nikki Dare. I am glad that you choose to be here with me, at least for the next few minutes. I want to continue this very topic as promised, abundance. There's so much to talk about around that topic, so I want to stay within that area where I talk about, you know, how abundance can transform your life in so many different aspects, areas in your life. And I think last week we touched on how to manifest abundance in our professional life, and hopefully it has inspired with you in somewhat. All right, so today I want to touch on how abundance consciousness can transform our lives. Abundance consciousness opens our eyes to the truth that abundance is all around us. We're surrounded by it already, whether we know it or not. And that you can have it all in life. And I think I've really outspoken on that one, right? It helps us recognize that we deserve to have more and more of all of that we all desire. I'm going to use the word we instead of you, because I think I'm speaking to myself as well every time when I do this podcast, you guys. It is inspiring to myself too, you know. We're all, you know, learning as we grow every day, right? I think you agree with me on that. Okay, so enables us to live as though that we are already received. And that's what I talked about, visualization. I talk about attaining it. Attain it, you know, your vision. Attain it, your visualization, what you had imagined that you are, you know, living in that life already abundantly. So that you have already received what you are wishing for, which is a secret to bringing on your dreams to life and living the life you want. A lot of people, you know, I think overlook that or misunderstand. It's like, you know, yeah, you can vision, but we forget you have the secret is to bringing those dreams that we dream to life. You know, we vision it. When was the last time you dream about something and then you wake up and then you don't remember? And you try so hard because it was so good. It seems like it's so real. I've had that dreams this week. You know, I have that dreams also many, many times when I have like a deep sleep or something like that. And I wake up, it's like, oh my God, that was a great dream. And I talk to my husband. I said, I want to go back to my dream. I want to go back to bed again. I want to dream and then see if there is a continuation of that, dream, wonderful dream that I was dreaming about. You know, I was walking by the ocean front and watching the sunrise, and you know, life is beautiful and everything, and I come back to my house on the beach and things like that. And then you wake up. It's like, no, don't wake up, right? But you envision that. You envision so much before you go to bed, and you want to have your life to look like that, to vision it like that, and you want to bring it, you know, bring your dreams to life, basically, and living the life that you want. So I want to share that with you, my 3 cents, because it is real. It can be real because it's what you think, what you believe, what you think, it will happen, right? A couple of years ago, I received a call from one of my cousins, and she said, I finally done it, and I bought my dream house. Remember how it all started with faith? So she said, right? I was extremely excited and really, truly, deeply happy, right? You see, she didn't always have it all figured out. She was one of those people who were just rolling along with life and waiting to go wherever life will bring, right? This is the same thing what I had described, I think, in my last podcast. It's like you save yourself. You want to live like this, then you begin to, you know, dream about it, write it down, write your goals and achieve it, right? Make a plan and achieve it. And by what? Writing it down, visualizing it, and then making those dreams to life. So what is that? Mindset, vision plus action equals results. It's really simple, right? Simple as said is done, right? But it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of mistakes, a lot of failures until you get back up again. And we know all the rest of the recipe, the ingredients to success, right? So when the mother had enough of trying to get her to begin taking her life seriously and make something about herself, so she turned to me for help, right? Hey, I know you know these things, and I know you've gone through so many obstacles and everything in life. And all right, so when, you know, the mother had enough of trying to get her to begin taking her life seriously and make something for herself, you know how that goes, right? She turned for help, right? So she had asked me, and she had addressed this issue with me. And, you know, knowing that I have gone through multiple obstacles in my life, and then, you know, I've done it myself and try to do it myself and things, and maybe I have some kind of great advices for her, right? So she said, I've tried everything. I don't know what else to do. So, you know, my daughter is just unruly, and she doesn't take anything seriously. I'm afraid that this will cost a lot for her in the long run, in the future. But how do I make her see this is like self-sabotaging and very destructive behavior, and help, you know, really truly help her change the life for the better? So that's when I asked her, my cousin, to come over, and I had a long talk with her. And she recently experienced a series of misfortune, of course, you know, setbacks and obstacles in her life, so on. And so therefore felt nothing that, yeah, like very helpless, very hopeless, that she can't do anything to make any difference in her life or whatsoever. So all she said to me before our talk was that this is so common. What's the use of trying? My life is already a mess. I mean, there's no way I could improve, and there's nothing of improving. I sat down, and this is something that's very common to all of us. If you are listening to this, this is the thought, the thinking, immediate thinking when you are facing obstacle, when you are facing something that is so huge. It doesn't mean huge. I mean, maybe you see it as huge, you know. Some people don't see it as huge, and you see it as a huge challenge in front of your face, and you go like, what's the use of trying? I mean, it's already a mess, my life. I mean, I'm not going to try to improve it. So what? I'm just going to live as as this. Nothing to, you know, to improve, and why to motivate myself. And that is just common, very common. So that's when I introduced her to the transforming power of abundance consciousness. Transforming the power of abundance consciousness. So let me explain, as I explained to her also, that living abundantly or attracting abundance in your life begins with believing that you have what it takes to turn your life around and all have that you desire. Until you reach to that point, that everything will be so different in your perspective, and you will be taking massive action to transform yourself, your life, to turn it around. Until that spark meets with you and you begin to change and shift your transformation, consciousness, and there will be a transformation of power to abundance consciousness. So again, it's always skeptical. We always face skeptical. Once when that's confronted in front of you, and then you're going to go, no, I don't know if I can do it. That's the next thing. I don't know I can do it. I don't know, you know. You begin self-doubt. So she was skeptical at first. But a few weeks later, after our conversation, she called in. Actually, she texted me and she called in after that. And said that she wanted to try out this abundant mindset thing. She goes, yeah, I'm going to try it out. Whatever that you say about this abundant consciousness, abundant mindset, because I'm so big in mindset, right? So she began by erasing all of these negative thoughts, forgetting the past, and believing that maybe, just maybe, she was cut out for an abundant life after all. You know, I did ask her to write things down by taking that. You know, we're going through all of this. I think I have a 21 days self-transformation, things like that, leadership transformation. But I use some blocks to begin this transformation steps with her. And by, you know, by going back to what is it, your negative thoughts, what is it, you know, your past. I take a list, the inventory of the past, of what is it that's holding you back. You know, we took some time to write those things down, and then we process that together. So, and then the next thing is where you are today, where you are today. We took some time that too. And then where do you wish to see yourself tomorrow? So past, present, and future. So we divided into three categories within that life transformation. Let me just explain what's going on with her since then. She became curious, you know, about living abundantly and started to research. She then understood abundancy. Wow, that's what abundancy is? Yeah. What it is, how it manifests in your life, how you attract it, and began applying what was learned. One thing that stood out for, you know, for her was that having an abundant mindset means simply living abundantly despite your circumstances. Living as if you have already received what you want, what you desire, as well as believing that you will have all you desire. I mean, I have so many life experiences in this, how I got up from my rut. I was literally, you know, scared, pregnant, abandoned by my absent ex-husband at the time. And you can imagine any human being can go through that. And I've gone through it in my own, basically. It was all the scary thing, the scariest thing. The darkest part in my life. And I'll share that with you in my next podcast, but it's really deep. It's really when I had begun thinking, whatever the circumstances, it is all entirely up to us, how to take ourselves out of that rut. you know, believing that, yes, we can do it. We can get up and then we can do this on our own. We can do this. Even though that we should have a support system, obviously, we have to, right? We need to. We can't do it alone. But the inner struggle, you, only you can unlock that. You and only you can unleash that. Those are the inner struggles within yourself. You can only unlock that yourself. Once when you do understand, when you do connect with that abundance consciousness, how to transform it, it is your power. It is your power. So after changing her mindset, using affirmation, sending out positive energy, and acting on her beliefs, she had her breakthrough. So a few years later, she had saved up enough money to purchase a house, start the business that she wanted it, and continue accomplishing her goals. She turned her life around just by being conscious of abundance, believing that she deserves to have more of what she ever wanted in life, and doing what was necessary to get there, doing all what it takes to get there. And that's what she did. You may be going through a lot of frustration and series of failures and mistakes and setbacks to the point that you feel prosperity or a life of abundance isn't at all for you. But I need you to know that is not the case. It is your right to have more of what you want. And you continue having it for as long as you desire, for a lifetime. If you may, for a lifetime. Abundance consciousness can transform your life because it takes you from I can't. Abundance consciousness can transform your life. Abundance consciousness can transform your life because it takes you from I can't to I can and I will. From I don't deserve this to listen to this. I was born to live plentifully and I'm ready to have more of whatever that you wish. I'm ready to have more of. It can also take you from where you are to where you should be, as I said earlier, right? Where you are currently to where you want to be by fixing your attention on the many good things. That's why being grateful, staying positive and things, all of this in a mindset is really crucial. It's very vital. Things are waiting for you to summon into your life. Abundance mindfulness means refusing to limit yourself to something like this. I can't go any further than this mentality to, hey, I can turn this into everything I envision it to be attitude. So abundance consciousness keeps you dreaming big. Acting on your goals, believing your dreams are worth pursuing, and trusting that all you need is to receive an abundance of joy, energy, love, anything that you desire in life in this universe is already inside you. So staying true to your desire, yeah, is important. Setting massive, massive goals, taking massive action, right? Having faith in your ability to go beyond what is expected of you and attracting fruitfulness and prosperity can only be made possible by recognizing the significance of abundance consciousness in getting what you truly want and desire. All right, guys, that's it for me. And hopefully it has inspired you this week. And stay safe and stay, you know, in abundance. I mean, this is all about you believing your dreams are worth pursuing and trusting that all you need is to receive an abundance of joy, energy, love to transform your life. It's already inside you. All right, God bless. Thanks for listening, and I wish you well. Staying safe and hold closer those you love this holiday season, you guys. I really, really mean that. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. Just type in Google Nikki Dare, my name. I'm currently writing and finishing up some more books. Yes, I am. Until then, selamat malam, everyone. Buenas noches and happy holidays. Love you guys. God bless. Bye.
You have been listening to Nikki Dare's Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nickydare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nickydare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nickydare.com. Join her next time, Living in Purpose and Passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.